Good evening, happy freaky Friday to my golden lovers. This is your favorite BBW, aka the voice of an angel, Goldie G. Thank you for tuning in to Not Another Six podcast. Last week I had mad fun chopping it up with my three co-hosts. I thought I would invite them out again. I didn't have any submissions, so, you know, I just took the easy way out. I didn't do anything exciting either. So I just thought I would grab a bottle of Patron. I really don't drink white, but my co-hosts do. So grab some Patron and we're just going to hang out. Rewind what we did last week. Find some new topics. Have a little fun. And that's it. If y'all do have any stories, music, you know, businesses you want to promote, whatever, Goldie is for all that. I love to support my listeners. If y'all are still out there, I feel like I'm starting to talk to myself now. But if I still got some golden lovers out there, just inbox me. I don't bite. If you want to come hang out with me on the show, submit your own story. Maybe you got some nice music that'll be a vibe. Whatever, I'm down for it. Let me support you while you support me. Golden.podcast on Instagram, Goldie G on Facebook. Just, I don't know. If it's mad long, goldenpodcast@gmail. Email me if you feel like, you know, your submission's a little long. But with that being said, I'm going to head on over to the fun house and we can get this day started. It's Freaky Friday. Welcome to another episode of Not Another Sex Podcast. Last week we had so much fun with our guests, I thought I would invite them back. Have a nice little panel again, you know, little discussion, get some his and her, you know, ideas and stick it out. So why don't y'all reintroduce yourselves and we can get it cracking.
You good? I'm Dwayne.
Hey y'all, this is Renee.
Hey, this is Pablo.
All right, so first we wanted to talk about voyeurism. And for my listeners that don't know what voyeurism, it is watching or being watched. So how do we feel about being that?
I love watching, like watching, like if you just say you're walking down the street, you see somebody fucking like outside the window, there's nobody in this world is not gonna stop and just look.
Right.
And at the same time not trying to, I mean, me personally, I ain't watched somebody fuck and jacked off. I ain't heard people fuck and jacked off to them just hearing it. Like, voyeurism, whatever the fuck how you say the word, shit is great. I go for it.
We all fucking watch porn.
Yeah, that's like
we just enjoy watching. I feel like it's a form of foreplay. Like it's just getting you excited, getting you ready. Like when you watching porn or you watching somebody be like, if you a man, you probably like, oh, I bet that pussy feel hella fire. Mm-hmm. Like if you a bitch, you like, damn, I bet that dick hella fire. And like you just you putting yourself in that situation, like, damn, that just looks really good.
Fantasize.
You start getting turned on and you like, I want some too, you know?
I don't think I've ever had anybody watch me.
Would you?
Would I let somebody watch me?
Yeah.
It depend on the situation.
What if somebody just want to sit in the chair in the corner and just masturbate while you, you know, please your nigga? They get turned on by other people. Like, that's what it is. You're getting turned on by other people.
Never
like,
had to cut me a check.
Cut you a check?
Yeah, because I feel like... Yeah, because I don't know you, to be honest.
I mean, yeah, but okay, cool. What if they... Okay, let's say they give you a rack real quick. So watch you please your man. You know, you wouldn't mind them just sitting in the corner like, oh, that looks great.
That's perfectly fine with me.
Would you do it? Would you turn around and watch? No, not even paying, just watch.
Yeah, I would watch somebody else. It's like live porn.
Yeah.
It's like going to the strip club. And, you know, going to the strip club, having, like, the strippers dance on your nigga. Like, I love that shit. Throw some more money on that bitch. You know what I'm saying?
You go feel like it gets you ready for sex, going. Though?
Yeah, definitely.
Like most a form definitely. Of foreplay.
It definitely you know? Does.
What about you, Dwayne? Being watched or watching others?
I probably have more fun watching, but I probably let somebody watch.
You don't think you have as much fun having somebody watch you? Pleasing your lady? Lady pleasing you?
It depends on the person. Because it's like...
What you mean?
I don't like... It's kind of... It'd be like if you put your porn on the internet,
mm-hmm.
but you know the four people that are watching this shit.
Right.
It's like, it depending on who those four people are, you'd feel comfortable or you'd be like,
I don't get that. I'm like, if a motherfucker watching, they watching. Shit.
It depends on the person that's watching me. Like, I feel like, because if it's, I would prefer for it to be like a female. Because then if she watching, she might want to come on and swing around this corner and join in. Cool. A nigga watching me fuck my nigga.
No, fine ass nigga. You know, no.
Not because it's like... It's not gonna do nothing for me. It's gonna be like, why you wanna watch?
I think it depends on the mood as well. Cause I had a situation where I'm in a living room. I got my cousin over and a couple of my homeboys and a girl I just started talking to. She high. She all fucking pills, goddamn me. And she just pulled out my dick, started sucking it in front of my cousin. This is not one of my young cousins, like same age. Like he 20 years older than me. And on my home, everybody just watching, and you know, the shit's so good, you ain't gonna stop it. Like, oh, hold on, they looking. Goddamn, she know the motherfuckers looking. I know they looking. You know, I try to stop beforehand, but shit getting so good, goddamn me, I'm in the back like, shit, mind y'all business.
Mm-hmm.
Or your gay.
Watch TV, nigga.
Or your gay.
Not or your gay.
That's hella. But it's like, it's like, that's like that type of shit. Like,
you know, it just depends on the situation.
Like,
I mean, if we talking about somebody that's like really close to us, of course you don't want that motherfucker watching you. But I feel like, what if it's like, what if you fucking somebody on a train or something? And it's just all the strangers watching you. Or you giving somebody head on the train. Like, isn't that exhilarating?
Yes.
No, because nowadays, I don't want nobody to, everybody pull out their phone.
Yeah.
Everybody. So that would scare you?
Because I don't want to be on Facebook and my mama see me sucking some nigga dick. I'm talking about eating that motherfucker up. I don't want my mama to see. You know what I'm saying? I don't want nobody that
I don't want nobody that I respect.
Like, all the time,
my mama is so like,
she's gonna sing some shits.
She's a very, you know.
Girl, you probably be surprised. I'm sorry, Miss Brene. You know what I'm saying? But you can have.
Yeah, you know? I just wouldn't want my tape to be leaked or. Everybody records shit nowadays.
If I Kim Kardashian got famous, I'll put y'all on.
Y'all seen my tape.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody leaked my tape. It's cool. But I don't know. I would love to be watched by whomever would like to watch. It's exciting. I feel like it would make me want to come fucking harder. It'll turn me on more. It'll give me that much more fucking wetter. Like, that's fucking foreplay.
It makes you
want to
like show off your skills. Like,
oh yeah, make you.
I'm bringing my best to the table now.
Yeah, but what if this show? What if this is your wife? And say for instance. This your wife and your partner say he want to see you and your wife.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like somebody close. Yeah, that's why I said somewhere like the train or like the park.
You gonna look at your nigga like, you know, why are you trying to see my bitch?
Some fucking random.
At the end of the day, that's just niggas. Like, they ain't gonna want a nigga to watch them. Like I said, they gonna think they gay. Right. Goddamn me. And plus, you know. Don't no nigga want any other nigga to see they bare ass. So at that point, where a female is watching you do it, you showing off, you showing everything. But goddamn me, but say like my situation or my cousins them, like, man, I'm putting a dick through the dick hole. Goddamn me,
what?
Goddamn me, you just gonna see her mouth going up and down. I'm not trying to show nothing more, nothing less. You ain't about to see my nipple. You ain't about to see my ass.
I'm just saying, all niggas done seen ass and balls and dicks on porn. So what's the fucking difference?
We not getting turned on.
At the bitch, ain't you?
Yeah, but we not.
So I guarantee your cousin looking at the bitch ain't looking at your dick. He looking at how good that bitch swallowing that dick.
Right.
He is not looking at you. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel about it. If I'm watching somebody have sex, I'm going to pay attention to what I want to pay attention to at the time.
But at the same time, you don't want no other nigga to want the girl you with.
Right.
You don't want another bitch to want the bitch you with. Goddamn me.
You don't want no bitch that don't nobody want.
Yeah, but you don't want him to want her like... Damn.
Like, as soon as y'all finish doing this shit, motherfucker might hop on her DM type of shit.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I seen that shit.
I'm not about to conversate with my homeboy. Man, your girl was sucking the shit out your dick, man.
Right, like, type of
what's
shit.
What's up with
that's
her?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's different. Like, voyeurism, I feel like, is with strangers.
Right.
Like, if I put voyeurism into porn, it's going to be a bitch, like, at the beach, playing with her pussy or fucking somebody at the beach or... at the motherfucking movie theater in front of strangers and shit. Like, that's how I refer to what I don't see in front of, like, no homegirl or, you know, Becky from college or just nothing strangers. Like that. Like, it's, I feel like strangers in itself is a fucking foreplay.
Yeah.
That's it. The strangers plus them fucking watching you show off, you know, that's what it is.
It's just
that's the voyeurism.
Like,
ain't got shit to do with nothing. About people knowing you.
Like, you see, like, even with the females, you see a female masturbating, you getting turned on. You see a nigga masturbating, like, oh, this creep ass nigga.
Why is he stroking this fucking thing? Right, like, right. It's weird. Even for females, I feel like watching the nigga jack is fucking weird.
Yes.
I'd much rather fucking watch a female jack off, but I don't know.
Now,
females
me personally,
are meant to be sexy.
I have looked up porn of. Niggas busting a nut. It do something to me.
But
I like the scene
right
of
when
it.
They done.
Yeah, like
you not, but you not
see
watching them
watching
stroke
them.
They
yeah.
Dick.
I like
that's
to see the part where they done busted a nut.
I've watched some nut compilations.
Yeah.
I definitely type
that's,
in nut compilation. That shit's hot.
Yeah, I
it
like
really
it,
is.
But I'm not gonna. Yeah,
I'm not finna watch you stroke your dick. That shit's weird.
So, question for the females: the more nut, the better, or what? You like niggas to have like. You know, when they coming, like, just, like, little nut coming out. Or y'all like to see, like, bitches get their face splashed on.
Yeah. I want to see.
You want to see them dump the
truck
on.
The nastier, the better for me. Yeah, it's like, you know.
Call them cum guzzlers.
Yeah, that's.
Mm-hmm. We want to see that cum.
Yeah,
I want to see that facial.
Mm-hmm. I want to see it. Yeah, I would participate. Yeah, I would like
yep.
to see that.
Sheets.
Most definitely. The more, the better.
Yeah, the more of
the more, the better.
Yeah.
So
what
about
the lady? What about the lady? The more the better? More the better, Pop?
I don't know.
But it's like, sometimes, like watching a girl masturbate is different because it's like, I just like to watch them like nut and get like they cream and they start playing with it more. Like it's, I feel like it's different. Like where y'all don't like to watch a nigga stroke, like I like to watch y'all play with it. Like,
I understand that. Renee, you feel that?
Yeah, I definitely, yeah, masturbate. I feel like when you with your mate and you play with your pussy and you showing them, it kind of like, you know, is you teaching them too at the same time.
Yeah.
Like,
you really are.
This is what I like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is the spot.
This is the spot right here. Do you see it? And you know what I'm saying? You can see that. So I kind of feel like it gives a great foreplay and a teacher lesson at the same time.
Damn great. For real.
Yeah, because I'm showing you what I like to do. This is how I want to be touched. And I feel like masturbation is the only way that you can really be able to tell somebody fluently how you like to be fucked or touched. Because if you don't know yourself, I tell my partner all the time, like, bitch, you need to fuck yourself before another person fuck you because you don't...
How you gonna tell
a motherfucker where to touch you or how you want to be fucked?
How you
want
to like it yourself?
Like, carrying on with that, with teaching your partner, do you feel like there is a point where you don't have to teach your partner and they're just gonna know, or do you feel like you just have to keep kind of
it depends on how long y'all been together. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying, certain shit just might not do it for you no more, and that's when you need to be able to have an open conversation with your mate, like, this is what I want, this is what turned me on, you know what I'm saying, this is. Sometimes you gotta have that conversation because people forget, y'all get comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all be doing the same shit you was doing in the beginning. So you have to constantly open conversation about communication. Like, this is the way I want to be fucked. this how I want to be fucked. This how I want it to lead up to. And if you can't have that open conversation, you know, that's what leads people into going to other people's arms because they scared to really be they self with they mate. Like, some niggas can't take they bitch having sex with another bitch
right.
without them being there. Like, I like fucking bitches.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you that I like fucking bitches. I'm right. telling you, this is what I like to do.
Right.
Are you okay with me fucking bitches?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not okay with it, then we probably not gonna work. Because eventually, I'm gonna fuck a bitch. We could be together 10 years and I ain't fucked a bitch in the whole 10 years. But that 11th year,
I'm fucking that bitch.
I done got the urge.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna fuck that bitch. And now, how we gonna move forward? Is you, do you consider that cheating?
Mm.
As a man,
is
how do you
cheating?
Take? I don't take that cheating because it's such a turn on. Like,
yeah, like
even hearing about it, I want to hear the details.
Like, did you finger her? Like, did you did she get creamy and didn't make that white shit on your fingers when you gotta like spread it apart? Like,
did you wash your hands? Let me smell you.
What she tastes like?
Like my woman, she can cheat on me with a female all fucking day, goddamn me.
But is that still cheating?
It's not. I don't think it's cheating because just our preference, like.
Be like watching your chick okay, basketball.
You're not
another chick, like.
You're not gay. You bisexual, and you'd rather have this. Like you don't want to just keep in your pussy. Hey, I can eat your pussy and give you this dick.
Right.
Goddamn me, but. If you want to go off and try something else, you want to try, you know, some pussy, whatever, you want to do this, do that. God damn it, that shit is a fucking turn on. It's like a living experience. It's something different.
What turns men on about girl-on-girl action?
Ooh, that's a good
I have
question.
Always wanted to know
I mean,
that.
Like, we like girls.
Right?
Two girls touching each other is like...
Two titties are always better. I mean, four titties is better than... Two goddamn
four titties, two pussies, and
for
four
real, and it's just like.
But for a woman, what can you compare that to? Because I already have two titties, and if I get another pair of titties, I mean that's cool. But it's like,
see, and it's different now. You got your titties, and now you got another pair of titties pressed up against your titties, and it's just like it's like a whole different show.
Girls just the same way that we do. It's be like. You like touching and caressing and kissing on females is like same way we feel about kissing and touching on you. It's like if you like touching girls and kissing on girls, it's like watching you do that shit. It's just
right. You got some Popeyes chicken and you got some Lee's chicken like that. I got best of both worlds right there. I can take a drumstick out of here and a breast out of here.
Goddamn,
this shit about to
be fried.
You just getting turned on just from. The thought of it, just like the thought of my woman being with another woman. Like,
right.
Ooh, I wonder what she doing to her.
Right, like.
Oh, you know.
Like, I be playing with her titties and sucking on her titties and.
Are you getting it, Renee? Are you?
I understand it, but it's just like for female, like for me as a female, I don't want to see two niggas fucking.
That's gay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even like to see two niggas fucking one bitch. Like, I just feel like, ew, you're borderline. I just,
Please don't say borderline, gay.
I just feel like you, like, motherfuckers done ran the train on the bitch. I feel like other niggas done ran trains on, you know, they done ran train on a nigga, I mean, on a bitch. And I'm just like, all right, whatever. I don't see what y'all get out of that. But what I see, I like to watch two other bitches fucking. I will watch that shit. More quicker than I would watch a girl and a girl and a nigga fucking. I would go to the lesbian porn quicker than I would go to because I feel like the lesbian porn is way more nastier and it's real. You know what I'm saying? Because when you watch a porn and they fucking a nigga, 9 times out of 10 the bitches is not getting no nut off for real.
Right.
It's this they act, but when it's a bitch.
That bitch going straight.
That bitch is gone. She coming. Cause you know, like, bitch, yeah, I know that bitch eating your pussy.
Is that what that I mean, is that what it is? Pablo?
And that's why it's a turn off.
Like,
even females are more turned off.
That
like,
she coming. You feel you know for
you
a fact.
You know for a fact that she is that what turns you on about it?
No, I mean,
it's satisfaction and it's a learning experience.
I understand what turned me on about it, but I'm just like, is that the same thing for y'all?
I think
that
I mean, just like I've said, like, one set of titties gonna turn me on. What you think two of them gonna do?
Definitely.
And then it's like, it's at the same time, it's a learning experience. Like, what that bitch doing down there? They got her coming so quick and got her moving like this. Like, I want to learn. And that's why I take, you know, porn more than what it is.
Yeah, like, porn is literally just
action.
We're going to do this scene, cut. Action, we're going to do this scene, cut. Action, we're going to do this scene. And it's like, it looks like they fucking for like 12 hours, but it's like, it's a scene, they cut. All right, let's get you back hard. All right, next scene, cool. You're going to do the next position or the next whatever and shit. And then they put it together and it's like, oh, okay, cool. They fucking forever, but it's like, nah, but like with two girls, it's like, you know, all right, cool. It's like, it ain't like,
I know exactly what the fuck. I'm like, do you know exactly what the fuck you're doing?
Yeah.
I know exactly, but do y'all feel like sometimes y'all fishing?
Sometimes, depends on the,
how. Do you feel like you fishing sometimes? Do you feel like a man, like, it, well, you feel like he on point every fucking time he get you hit?
I know I ain't on point.
No, no, I like, feel like it depends, because a motherfucker might have watched porn the night before and it did a whole new trick. Like, hold up, you didn't.
Where you learning?
Where you? Hold on, you just spent the. Hold on, you didn't get a circle? What the fuck is going on now? You know what I'm saying? So, like, it can be a hit and miss, but it, once again, it depend on the nigga. Like, my nigga, it's been a whole lot of hits, more than it's been ever a miss. I really don't remember a miss of nothing when it came to the head. Like,
and like,
it's like, yeah, it was.
Like, me personally, like, when I'm giving head, you know, I'm gonna try shit. Like, I ain't watch pussy eating videos. Like I said, I watch girls eating other girls. I like, even watching niggas eating out a bitch is not gonna do it for me. And I take it as a learning lesson. But when I'm eating pussy, well, I'm gonna try all these little tricks that I ain't seen on Pornhub, X video, whatever. Goddamn, I'm gonna do all them tricks. And the one that got you making the most noise, that's the one I'm gonna get the rhythm with. Right. Once you got that's that
what,
rhythm
that's
going,
what I'm like, that sound like fishing. If you looking for the rhythm, that's what I meant by like fishing. Like, you looking for her movement, looking for her body. You know,
if her moans are gonna be real, she trying to like turn you on.
Versus as a woman, I feel like I personally do not have to do that. I feel like when I go in and I open her fucking lips, I know exactly what the fuck to do. I know what spot to hit, when to hit that motherfucking all that. That's why I'm like, I don't know. It's just because I'm a woman and I got a pussy.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Could be. But then
play,
again,
you play with a pussy more than I play with a pussy.
For real.
I don't know.
Like, you know, some bitches, you know, they want the pinky in the ass while you eat, while you eating them out. It just does something to them. But you got to... A nigga not going to automatically just put their finger in your ass. Right. Like, they not going to know. You got to be like, you know... Mm. Put your finger in her. Let me tell you what. Why you down there? Talk to me. I want you to talk to me the same way you want me to talk to you, and you want to come in your nasty. Yeah, I want you. I want to do the same exact thing. Like, it does something to me.
It's just like talking during sex. Period. Just makes it.
It makes it way better.
So much better.
It makes it so much exciting.
Quiet sex is.
But still, at the same time, it's something about sneaky sex.
Well, you know, you can still be sneaky and still be talking. Like, you just be whispering and shit, but...
Like, just actually, like, no moaning, no talking.
Yeah, but y'all can make the eye contact and you know...
Like, read each other's mind.
Yeah, like, you grab a pillow, put it over the bitch's face, because you know...
I'm over it, making faces.
That this bitch is about, it's about to blow. And you know this bitch, now I'll be quiet.
How do we feel about group sex? Or, like, just multiples, period?
I'm down for it. All the way.
Do we prefer MMF? Like, male, male, female? Or FFM? Female, female, male? You know, whatever.
Female, female, male. All day.
Preference for everybody? Yeah. You too, Dwayne?
Yeah.
You too, Pablo?
Yes, that's been my preference, but that's not... What I run into. Like, growing up, like, I remember one time it was my cousin. He had a bitch that I always wanted. And the only way she was going to fuck if she fucked him. goddamn me, and she came over. It was my crib. He fucking, I had to join in. Like, I had a fucking third party, that motherfucker. But I wanted to fuck, he didn't want to fuck her. He just fucked her for a favor for me.
That's deep.
Yeah, she was definitely. He took one for the team, even though we look just like each other. She had a type.
So did you fuck her though?
I got some head.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Do you prefer head over sex?
Sometimes.
It literally depends on how you feel. Like.
What about you, Renee?
I always want head.
I'm not gonna ever turn down. Like, actual penis or head?
Head is always a go-to for me. Like I prefer, sometimes I don't want to be fucked. I just want some head and I want to go to sleep. Never I want to bust my nut, and it is what it is.
Never have I ever, but I don't bust nuts often from head.
Yeah, so I come off of head quick, like
that's not everybody.
Way quicker than I would off of dick. I would come off of some head.
Yeah, like
expeditiously.
I feel like a woman not coming from my head is like disrespect. Like
not disrespect,
bitch. You ain't came yet? What the fuck?
Yeah,
let me try some other shit.
Put this finger in his booty. But when you have a threesome and it's safe and since you getting... The girl is giving you head while the nigga is fucking you. It's a great feeling. Because it's like you getting the best of both worlds at the same exact time. And it like, it take you off a skyrocket. Like, if I'm getting fucked and then a girl will sit on my face... It'll make me come even quicker. Because it's like, I'm finna make you come. I'm finna come. He finna come. We all finna come. We about to become family. And so it just, you know, it just does that.
It's like a spiritual thing. People come at the same time.
So giving turns everybody on.
Always giving.
I get way more satisfaction of giving than...
I still love getting, but man.
Giving head is always, especially if you fuck with that person.
An amazing form of foreplay. Super, like, it's just different.
To see a nigga, knees buckle, you get to crying like a little girl, like, yeah.
I did that. Let me, is this thing on?
I do feel like a little bitch sometimes. So, females, would you rather have a dick in your pussy and a pussy in your mouth or a dick in your pussy and a dick in your mouth?
I would rather have a dick
in my
pussy.
So, basically, would you rather get trained or be in a threesome?
A threesome. I don't want to have dick in my mouth and getting fucked. Because I feel like I'm not getting nothing out of this. Like, I don't know. I would rather a bitch sit on my face than a nigga... to be in my face while I'm getting fucked.
And you, Goldie?
I don't know if I've had both.
Well, which one was more pleasurable?
I don't know. I like to receive depending on the occasion. And on both occasions, I just felt like a giver. So, I don't know. Both of them were great. But I feel like, I don't know, with a woman, I feel like I know what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? I'm in there. But then with a man, I feel like, I know what I'm doing too. Shit.
Right.
Conquer both of them motherfuckers. That's why I'm like, shit, you really can't choose. Giving is giving. That's where the eternal love comes from.
Oh, so, like, the few trains that I had, like, the reason why it was so terrible, because I feel like it's more, like, it's too much attention on a nigga. Like, the whole time, I felt like I was in competition.
Competition?
Yeah, like, you know, we take turns.
How many niggas was it?
Just me and a homeboy. Well, one time was me and a homeboy. One other time was me and my cousin. And
you felt like you was a cop. Did you?
I.
You, personally, did you just feel like?
No, it was made. It was made to a competition.
That's
odd. It was, you know, when a nigga's like, oh, I got this bitch screaming. What you doing? You know, like.
Oh, I feel it. I feel that.
And then at that point, you want, I'm about to kill this bitch more.
I guess it depends on the niggas that are involved. Because some niggas just want to get their nut off and have a good time. And some niggas always got to fucking measure their fucking dick to the nigga. It depends on the nigga. It always. Because I didn't have to go for that.
Because at the same time, you... Like, you know, y'all both, like, first time fucking, like, you gonna want this bitch to call you back first. If you fucking with the homeboy type shit, like, ah, damn, she called you before she called me? That shit is sick.
That, and I mean, but sometimes a girl just wanna have fun. She don't call neither
one of y'all ass back. But I didn't have, when bitch. I had a threesome with a dude and another bitch, and... The nigga was like in competition with me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, nigga, wait. You got the extra parts, nigga. I don't got the extra parts. But don't be in competition with me. Don't feel no type of way, because I done made this bitch bust 17 nuts. And, you know what I'm saying? She trying to call my... Now she trying to get my number through you. Mm-mm. It should be no hard feelings, nigga. We had a great time.
Have fun.
And you should be like, okay, well, let's try to... You know what I'm saying? If you wanted to... Set it up again, then nigga just say that. But don't be mad if she wanna fuck me by herself.
Have fun. It's just about fun.
Yeah.
It really is about fun.
Motherfucking competitions and shit.
Yeah, niggas be...
We make it to competition.
Niggas make shit, everything into a competition.
That's why I'm like, it don't even make no sense. Like, have fun.
Two females, like I said, you wanna do better. You, like, say if it's your girl, you don't want nobody... to make your girl come more than you making your girl come. You know, say you fucking your girl and she make a fucking loud cow noise you ain't never heard before. Like, bitch, what the fuck? What born was you raised in?
Is that why niggas don't
like male, female? Probably. Is that why y'all don't like that shit? You don't want a nigga to make your bitch come better than you.
They
want to
be King Kong.
But we... as females can suck your dick together, and you just like, you don't think about that on our part.
But y'all tell us before we going into the relationship that y'all bisexual, gay, been with a woman. We never came in a relationship saying we ain't did this with a man. So two niggas not gonna eat no girl pussy without them being gay, because them niggas kissing at this point. Because I don't know how wide the bitch can spread open, but two heads ain't gonna, you know, two heads ain't gonna fit too much in between the female. Only for how flexible bitch is, goddamn. The pussy is right here. Yeah, nigga right here, nigga right there. Y'all bound.
It's gonna touch.
Y'all bound. But
so that pussy,
you know,
was close to that asshole, man.
Right.
It's very suspect.
But you got the female, you know, they tell me like, yeah, I ain't been with a bitch. I love girls. I love this, that. And, you know, I ain't kissed a girl, this and that. So that's cool. Y'all can do that.
Do that mean I want to share my dick with the bitch, though? Or do that mean I just want to eat her pussy?
But at the same time, like, you're getting it for your enjoyment.
Just because I like cheeseburgers and I like chicken don't mean I want to eat a cheeseburger and a piece of chicken together.
Right.
Necessarily. You know what I'm saying? That just...
And then it goes
both
back,
of y'all
like,
are meals. I don't want to eat my two meals together. I want to eat them separately.
I mean, that's just like going to the buffet, though. Sometimes you like...
both cheeseburgers and chicken.
You like having options at the same time.
I mean,
you go to the buffet, I damn mean you can have
you
pizza
right.
and pasta on your plate.
You damn
well,
right
I guess them
can.
Two go together. I don't know.
All this shit.
Yeah,
right.
It makes
sense. Everything.
But yeah, it's just, once again, it goes on the person that you're doing it with and how, what lines, if the rules is set, like this is the rules. Like my rules is, don't kiss no bitch in the mouth and don't give no bitch no my nut. And that's just it. Everything else, all right. Them two things you cannot do. Cause
can't cross that line.
You can't cross that line because I feel like that's way more intimate. You getting too intimate now.
But
now
I feel like that's the same thing that we saying. That like, where you don't want, that's like, it's still like part of the intimacy. Like, you don't want us to kiss the chick or give her the nut. It's like the same way with like, we don't want her to like, do some shit and have your ass snorting and fucking laughing while you come and I do it and you're like, oh.
That's what I was saying. Like, why would I want her to do some special outlandish single bitch trick to my nigga and be calling my nigga on some single shit? Like, that's all I was saying. If you don't want that for another, if you don't want to have no another nigga making me make noises that you've never heard, why the fuck would I want that for another bitch? Because just because I'm in it for fun don't mean she in the competition. She not in the competition. You know what I'm saying? What if she come to this motherfucker like, yeah, this her man. You know what I'm saying? I'm finna make him, you know, do all kind of backflips and crawl up the wall like Spider-Man.
Right.
You know, like, how you know? You don't know what her intentions are. Just because me and you want to have fun, that don't mean shit.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like...
if you want to snort noises from two bitches, why can't I snort noises from two niggas? That's all I'm saying.
Okay. But I don't want no two niggas, because I don't like two balls.
I don't mind having the penetration in the vagina and the penetration in the throat.
Yeah,
I'm nasty like that, so I don't want that,
because I just...
I don't mind.
I just feel like sucking dick is way more work than eating pussy, and I always say this.
That's why I was going back to earlier. I'm like, does giving turn it turns me on to give?
It turns me on, but I don't want to suck two dicks. You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to have to suck two dicks. My jaw already sore from the one dick. Now I'm about to put another dick in her. I gotta suck your dick. I'm cool. I would rather suck one dick and I eat two other pussies. You know what I'm saying? We can have a female, 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 and one nigga. But the extra dick, I don't feel like it.
There's more?
Yeah, like, it's more that I gotta suck.
Another one in here?
Because it's easier to suck a feet. It's easier to eat a bitch pussy versus to suck dick. Sucking dick, you know, you gotta take jaw. You gotta have the perfect rhythm. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be
together. Versus, honestly, I feel like females complicate giving head. Like,
that is true.
Yeah.
Sometimes what you started with, that's how it's gonna end. You know, you ended that same on to the side, down with your lips on it. And then you ain't just switch it up, fucked the whole rhythm up. Now my nut went back down.
Right.
Now you gotta wait another 10 minutes. Yeah, damn me. Whereas if you started off doing this and you already see me eyes roll back, keep up with that. You know, sometimes it's about consistency.
Yes, it is true. It's hard, you know.
You see something on X point, you try that shit out. Yeah, see how he responded to that shit. Maybe this will make him come, you know, 39 seconds earlier. You just never fucking know. Try that shit out.
Yeah, you be like, damn, come on. Let's get this shit over with.
Mm-hmm. When I'm never fucking know.
Let's get this shit. Let's wrap this up. Tell me what I need to do to wrap this on up.
And that be the worst head, that rush head. But you know when a female don't want to suck your dick, and you know when they do.
When you be like, I've been sucking your dick for 30 minutes, nigga, it's a long time, okay?
The jaw
is hurting, nigga. My throat, nigga, I can't breathe. I'm a damn near threw up three times, nigga.
So you get to ask, what the fuck is wrong with
you?
Yeah,
like, nigga, stop holding back. Niggas be holding that, nigga. Let that net go. I'm tired.
Your motherfuckers be thinking about at this point, Joseph, nigga, keep that nut in.
At this point, nigga, fuck you. I'm about to go to bed. Boy, fuck
you. But sometimes, you know, niggas never know. If you giving them head and you want them to come from it, goddamn it, you gotta let them know, because we think you just trying to get us up. Now you want your pussy dug up. Goddamn, if you suck my dick, give me the best out of my life, shit, I might go to sleep. You never know. You might not get no dick afterwards. And, you know, it's always about making that person come. You always want to make the other person come as well. You got to return the favor. Can't return the favor. You ain't put a nigga to sleep. So we going to try to hold it in.
But if you don't return it, so what if she done made you nut, all right? And y'all just agree, y'all not fucking today. But she done made you nut. You not gonna turn around and eat her pussy? So then y'all buffed. You know what I'm saying? You not gonna return her favor right then and there? Or you gotta wait till the next day?
Nah, if you suck my dick, I'm most definitely eating your pussy like this.
Yeah, like, when is the favor getting returned? If she didn't just made you squirt up down her throat, she didn't swallow the throat babies. And now she like, nigga, okay.
You swallow shit, sometimes when you that motherfucking shit.
When you run into throw baby, she just gonna have to understand. Goddamn, bitch, you wanna took my life. I ain't had head where I couldn't move afterwards. Like, I'm looking up like, damn, I'm trying not to go to sleep now. Like, right. So I'm going to have to repay you this favor.
Yeah, I've had that a couple times. You just be like, fuck. I'm going to repay that
favor. But what you do when you in a threesome and now you done came quick and you got these two bitches?
Yeah, I have fun.
But see, that's wow. For me, that's different. Like, you, if y'all make me nut, I'm finna get hard watching y'all. So it's like, yep. I can give y'all, yep. I can give you, give both of y'all whatever the fuck y'all want. Shit.
Right, and then plus you ain't, you never know when you're gonna get another opportunity like that. So,
fuck yeah.
Like, even if you can't get back up, shit, you motherfucker about to hit some sit ups and go get some water. Like, oh, yeah.
I was just gonna say, I can imagine if I was a nigga with two bitches and my shit is, man, my adrenaline finna be pumping. Fuck yeah. Like, I'm finna get in this shit.
Man, as soon as I'm
next, fucking Olympics, I'm not getting out.
Man. Let's do this again.
For real, because I'm scared. Like, when I do get that threesome, I feel like I'm just going to nut hella quick just because I've been wanting this for so long.
Right, you've been anticipating this.
Fuck it up.
You'll be like, damn it, man, why you doing this?
And is that fucking exciting?
They love
for to have two titties. Is that exciting?
They love it. It's like every man's fantasy and dream. Every straight man, let me tell you. Every straight man's fantasy to see, you know, they had to get their dicks up by two bitches, like, at the same time, like, it's kind of like, you know, they feel like they not,
you feel like
I'm not, I don't gotta cheat, cause
she into it.
The pussy, yeah. It's already another pussy right here.
So, Renee, let me ask you this, okay? Serious fucking question.
Okay, serious question.
After you and your fiance have your threesome, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Is there gonna be another one? Like,
I will. It depends. I like threesomes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down for it. I've done it. I know what it's like. I love the experience. I'm down for it. But it goes again.
What if you always? You know. What if you got you a bitch that's in competition with you? You know what I'm saying? Is it gonna be in Olympics?
It can't be no competition with me. Cause you don't know my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't know how my nigga like to be fucked. Your pussy could be fire.
Right.
But you still ain't got that same connection as with me and my nigga. Like, he look in your eyes, bitch. He not gonna look you in the eyes the same way he look at me when he busting a nut.
But what if he just get excited off the simple fact that it's just a new vagina?
Well, yeah, he gonna get it, of
He's
course.
Just gonna get excited. Just,
I get excited about a new vagina.
Fucking need no fucking connection. That's why I'm like, sometimes with sex, it's not always about a connection. It's about the feeling, how fucking good
like
it feels.
Yeah, I wouldn't, you know what I'm saying, if the bitch was like, let's do this again. We probably will fuck her one more time, but after that, bitch, it's a wrap. Because I don't want you to get, you know what I'm saying? I don't want you to get attached to it and thinking that we finna be a throuple. Well, now this is what we not finna do, bitch. We not gonna keep, you know what I'm saying? And I want new pussy, bitch. Yeah. We didn't already fucked you. We good. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool on that, bitch. I don't want a double bag.
I can't.
Yeah, I'm cool on the double bag.
She brought you in.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm cool on a double bag. We ain't got a double bag. We ain't got to swing around. Unless you did some shit that was just
fantastic. Acrobatic.
Like some shit I've never experienced, and I'm like, I want to do that
circus
again.
Circus freak shit.
I'm cool, bitch. It's hella bitch. You know, I'm cool. We ain't got a circle bag.
Next.
Yeah. Next call, bitch.
Remember that show? Next. Hilarious. I just want to thank Mr. Dwayne, Miss Renee, Mr. Pablo for coming back out to the Golden Palace, kicking it with me again. This was great.
Always.
And we hope to have y'all back. But my golden lovers, I will be right back. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in to Not Another Sex Podcast with your favorite BBW, aka the voice of an angel, Goldie G. I want to thank all three of the guys for coming back out to hang out with me again. I didn't get any submissions for stories, music. Nobody wanted to come interview with me. So, you know, that was a lot of fun. Thank y'all again. And if you did have a submission, you did something exciting during the quarantine or while I've been gone, golden.podcast on Instagram, no E in golden. And Goldie G on Facebook, 2 E's in G and Goldie. Not Another Sex Podcast is the fan page on Facebook. Come join us. Mad fun. And
I guess that's about it. I guess I'll catch up with y'all next weekend, Freaky Friday. Inbox me. Let's be friends. Mwah.